Accidental Striptease, a Matt Murdock and Franklin Foggy Nelson fic, written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Sometimes Foggy changes clothes in front of Matt while talking to him. He doesn't think it matters. It's not like Matt can see him. So that's when Marcy said, as Matt dropped into the mattress, Foggy's voice suddenly faded into the background, replaced by an overpowering mixture of new sensory inputs. It all started with a soft scratch of fabric on his skin as Foggy pulled his t-shirt over his head. From there, everything spiraled. Matt could hear Foggy's skin rub against itself. He could hear every single noise its body made, as if it were suddenly amplified 1,000-fold and overpowered everything else going on around them. Foggy's heartbeat, a constant companion in Matt's life, swelled to an almost deafening drumbeat. The sound of his breath sounded like waves crashing on the shore, and Matt couldn't help but join the rhythm himself. He could smell Foggy. He could always smell him. It was inevitable not to when living this close together, but usually it mixed into everything else. It was covered by the food they ate, by their laundry detergent, by cheap beer and even cheaper coffee. But now, it was just Foggy. There were notes of his shampoo and conditioner, his body wash and lotion, his deodorant and the chapstick he liked to use, but mostly, it was his own personal scent. Foggy smelled of the forest and the color green. He smelled like a summer evening when the sun was already going down and the city started to cool down. He smelled of warm hugs and long days spent in the library. And even now, as he was sweaty after a long and hot summer day of classes and studying, he smelled like home. Matt could taste Foggy in the air, making his mouth water, and he could hear and feel every tiny movement of his muscles as the other student walked the short distance to his dresser and got a fresh shirt and a pair of boxers from their drawers. He could feel the air flow around Foggy, around every curve, over every bump and into every divot. He could hear the way the skin sounded different where Foggy had stretch marks on the side of his stomach, and he knew the exact shape of his scars as they curled around his chest just from the way they moved. Matt was sure he could find, describe every little imperfection or birthmark, every slightly raised freckle, every tiny scar, every dimple in his muscle, or every slightly raised bone. He knew Foggy had broken his right arm twice and still had scars from the IV he had put in the second time. He knew Foggy didn't look in the mirror as he picked up the sweatpants he had worn the night before because he was insecure about his body. But for Matt, Foggy was perfect. Despite never even getting the chance to touch him, Matt knew every detail of Foggy's body, and he loved every single one. He loved his curves and bumps. He loved his voice, his face, and his gentle nature. Matt loved everything about his best friend. But he didn't just love him in a platonic way. He wanted to touch Foggy. He wanted to feel all those curves and marks. He wanted to kiss every freckle and every scar, and he wanted to memorize the way his skin felt under his fingertips. "Hey, are you still with me?" Foggy asked, pausing his story and tilting his head at Matt, still shirtless. Matt shook his head a little to clear it. Yeah, just a little distracted. Distracted? Foggy asked in a tone that Matt interpreted as his friend verbally raising an eyebrow at him. By what? It's just the two of us in here. Matt shifted. His pants were starting to get uncomfortably tight, and if he didn't get out of here fast, he would soon not be the only one who noticed that. I just remembered an assignment I still have to do. He said it, but it didn't even sound convincing to his own ears. Sure, Foggy didn't believe him, but he seemed to accept that Matt didn't want to talk about what was really happening, at least. Anyway, do you want to shower first, or can I? I'll go first. He said it a little too fast, and he jumped to his feet a little too energetically, but he needed to take care of this. Now.